I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Two of my heroes, Jody Della Barbara is with us, the person who makes things run in South Philly, and one of the toughest attorneys, most articulate, the entire package in the country. Don't take a picture with this guy, though. He dresses too well. George Paquetto. I had that experience over the week. All right, no more pictures with you, George. My wife wants to know where you got that royal blue jacket from. Is it Boyd's or what?
No, actually, that was a custom suit maker that found that fabric for me. And it's amazing. I have so many ugly suits. I have one that's good looking. That's it. So that's the one I wore.
Oh, boy. I'm not taking pictures anymore. It was murder. She couldn't stop talking. Where did that guy get it? So I have to talk. I need that custom suit maker. She's going to get a present. Hey, you guys had a great parade, George. Excellent stuff. The stuff that went on here was tremendous. But I could see the anger building up, too, once you got the emergency decision on Saturday. And then Kenny still not relenting and going to the Commonwealth Court. Is this kind of a rare thing to be engaged in or no?
I think it is. I think it's an utter and disgraceful waste of city resources and city energy to be worried about a wooden box in a park in South Philadelphia when there's murders taking place every day. I mean, the night before this whole contest with the box was concerned, you know, a 13-year-old youngster was shot in the chest and killed. I mean, isn't that where we're supposed to focus our energies and our urgencies and everything? Well, the mayor is worried about a box. I mean, my understanding was that he was furious all day long. That's all he could talk about. What a waste of time. What a misapplication of priorities, if there ever were one.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and I think you did the perfect job of provoking without going over any lines, legal or otherwise. It was like a symphony to watch that, and that's why this petty little guy, you're right, is so angry. Jody Della Barbara is also with us. Jody, you've been texting me pictures, and it seems to get more blatant each year at Columbus Day. I don't know if they were done in the middle of the night, all over South Philly, graffiti, right there on the sidewalks, East Passyunk, Capitola, Columbus, Blank Columbus, and also Columbus Rape Kids.
Yeah, that was outside of school, believe it or not, a charter school with little kids in it. It was probably done overnight. They weren't there yesterday. Councilman Squill, is someone from his office, was keeps getting pictures text to him about this vandalism. And I'm sure the mayor's ready to come out with a press conference denouncing it, you know, that it's a crime and you're not allowed to do anything, right? It's just amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, we would expect consistency. So, George, the big question is now we're into Commonwealth Court. What happens next? When does this happen and what do you think happens next?
Well, the important thing to remember is the thing that was appealed to Commonwealth Court was the emergency order to tear down the statue. And what the Commonwealth Court said was, until we hear the petition, the appeal, the main issues in the appeal, let's hold off on tearing down the box. So that's really the only thing that was held up. Now, how fast will the Commonwealth Court get to this appeal and decide that it's frivolous and vacuous? Difficult to say. It's up to the court schedule. We're going to ask them to expedite, but of course there's no guarantee that they will.
And this phony argument, Jody, too, and George, that, well, if you take down that box, we're going to have riots down there. Both of you said stuff that nobody there in the neighborhood is going to be upset over that or anything else. And I don't even think these other people are going to come in. If plexiglass is around it, it's a perfect solution, Jody.
Yeah, it is. It is, because it'll protect it. It's fragile. It's almost 150 years old. And actually, I think the only vigilantes are the ones that are, you know, defacing everything. We never did anything. We protect, they attack. So, I just don't get it. I don't know what public safety hazard is. If he's comparing that to, what he's allowing to go on in the city, the crime, the rapes, the murders. You're getting shot in stores. You're getting raped in Macy's. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It is. George, the other issue here, too, I guess, coming out of all this is that they just will not let it go. Do you really believe that he's – it's hard for me to say that. It's more he's angry at Fumo. He's definitely your public enemy number one. So he's kind of taking it out on the Italian-American community in general now. He doesn't care.
Well, you know, the interesting thing was – when we were down there Saturday and we had the emergency order authorizing us to tear down the box and the Commonwealth Court hadn't ruled, Mayor Kenney called the police department and told the police to arrest me if I did anything to enforce the order or follow the order and tear down the box. And I have to hand it to the police. They were pros in this thing. And he looked at me and he shook his head and he said, George, what can I tell you? I'm in the middle of this thing. It's a disgrace, but, hang in there. So we hung in there. We didn't provoke the issue. But, our whole mission here has been rule of law, not mob action, not vigilantism. So we're not going to do anything that is contrary to the law. We're not going to do anything that violates a court order. Jim Kenney is. I mean, he thumbed his nose at Judge Patrick and refused to comply with it. But we're going to follow the court process. I have complete confidence that we're going to prevail. It's a delay tactic by the mayor and nothing more.
Absolutely. Well, to the two of you, thank you so much, not just as an Italian-American, but from where I sit, this is textbook what you've done throughout all this. And Jody, behind the scenes, they have to know when you come into South Philly with this type of stuff, people are not going to roll over. They are going to follow the law, as George said, but they're not going to quit. Safe injection site or stuff like this. That neighborhood and that parade yesterday are evidence of that.
Well, Dom, the one thing he is doing is making the Italian-American community stronger and bringing us together.
Yeah, I see people that I thought in the past might not get along. Absolutely are. So, hey, in any event where you have Jerry Blavitt as the MC and you have George Paquetta there and Fumo and Brady and all the rest, that's pretty united.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, definitely. Well, George, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on again today. And I do have to find that tailor. I got to get that material.
Always a pleasure, Dom.
Thank you, very much. Take care. All right, Dan, I mean that. He's another guy don't take a picture with. Roe is, look at that jacket. It was this royal blue. I should have known it had to be a guy from Italy, custom tailor. I'm serious, Dan. It's appropriate to ask that question, right? You should have done that for me.
I mean, I'm Googling the guy right now, and I see him in a blue, like a royal blue jacket.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, he seems to wear it pretty often.
Yeah, you have to see that in person.
I mean,
yeah.
Once you get a good suit, though, it's kind of hard not to wear it every day.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I don't have a royal blue like that. Roe kept on saying, that blue. Look at that blue. Oh, my God.
That's one nice suit, it is.
Yeah, don't take a picture with this guy.
You know who also has a similar suit, though?
Who's that?
I gotta say it. Larry Krasner.
Oh, does he?
He rocks a royal blue suit pretty often.
Ah, I haven't seen a royal blue like that, though. He doesn't have a custom designer like this.
No, I don't think so.
That's only in South Philly. We got to find George's designer.
I don't think Paquetto's going to be caught in a bow tie either. So.
Yeah, we'll probably put him on the map if we do that. Okay.
Would you be caught in a bow tie?
No, never the bow tie. No, don't like the bow tie look. Now, the open shirt with a chain, yes, I was thinking about that for a trip to South Philly. I thought it'd be stereotypical, though.
Did you not wear that to the Columbus Day Parade?
Did I not wear what, Dan?
A gold chain with the open shirt?
Oh, I definitely did, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking of bringing that back, yes.
Yeah. Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.